Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and a companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on Deadspin.com. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com, or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Not bad.
A little better now that you're not doing 20 podcasts in a day, right?
Still down to two. One more hockey one, and then there's no more hockey after the weekend.
And then you only have one more week left with me, and then it's summer vacation time for you.
Oh, God. I just want to do nothing. I'm the guy from Office Space where just for like a week, maybe two tops, because like, this happens every year where come July, I'm like, I just want to do nothing. And then like on day four of nothing, I'm like, I should probably do something. I don't know what it is, but I should do something.
If you change your mind about wanting to go poop on the Upper East Side, I'm actually like legit disappointed that you were just joking about going and trying the bidets out, because I was excited about that. Yeah, I was really looking forward to it.
The Upper East Side in the summer from Hoboken. That's like an hour and 20 minutes. If I'm going an hour and 20 minutes, I'm going to a casino. Okay. Or I'm going, I guess, a beach, even though I'm not really a beach person.
That's fair.
If I'm going to poop, home base.
All right. That's fair. But if you change your mind.
Or a hotel, I guess.
If you change your mind.
That's a good poop.
You let me know. I was also really excited to take you to Dorian's. So, like, that's actually the bigger disappointment, was I wanted to take you to Dorian's.
The home of the neck liquor.
No.
Oh, I thought that's where the neck liquor was.
No, that's Madame Paulette.
Oh, what's Dorian's?
Dorian's is
a deli?
No, it's a bar and restaurant on the Upper East Side. It's an institution, and there's like a whole story, and it's a whole thing, and I was like really excited to tell you about it. But
oh, I thought that was the place where the thing happened.
No.
Oh, I thought we were going to go there and fuck some shit up.
No. I was gonna take you and buy you some beers to say thanks for pooping for the podcast. But you're not gonna poop for the podcast, so oh well. If you change your mind, you let me know.
If it's for the podcast, I thought it was just like a recreational day of pooping.
No, like, it was for the podcast.
Like for content, I'll pretty much do anything. I'm a whore for content.
That was the idea. Oh. And I mean, you suggested it. Anyway, let's
think about this.
Let's think about it. I'm gonna put myself out there and say I was legit excited about this, and I thought it was gonna be a cool and fun thing to do for the show
for the summer. At some point in the summer.
And I'm giving you all this time off this summer, and I'll pay for beers, and
I'm done with beer. I think I'm retiring from beer. I think I'm just going full vodka, full margarita guy.
Okay, I'll buy vodka. I'll buy margaritas. Like
that's unrelated. Anyway, let's do the show.
We need to do the show because we have a ton to cover today, you guys. We are going to cover gym gear. I actually think that we are going to have so much to cover that we're going to end up doing another gym gear episode in August. So if you have more questions or more specific topics you want me to cover, just shoot me an email, shoot me a tweet, chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. You guys, the Deadspin comments have been so much fun lately. Thank you. Someone said, like, either left it yesterday or today, I saw it today. He was like, Jolie, I just want to tell you how much I have missed you on this site because you always inspire the best discussions. And it's true because I just ask the weirdest questions and, like, I found the men of Deadspin who sit down to pee this week, and I was very excited to talk to them. And
what?
That's going to be a whole thing that we're going to talk about this summer.
What?
My Esquire column for this week was all about pee dribbles and, like, you know, down the front of your pants.
No, I get it.
And, yeah, sure.
I wasn't picturing, like, pee bouncing a basketball up and down a court. I got you there.
So anyway, so that's all been fun. So let me know. We're going to do gym gear today, probably later this summer. Before we get into it, Dave has a big responsibility.
Oh, right. This is my thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
I reminded you literally before we started recording.
I really wasn't paying attention. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm glad that everyone else out there listening listens to what I have to say.
No, it's recorded.
Sort of makes up for the fact that you don't listen to what I have to say.
First segment, boldface.
Stop me.
All right, fine. Watch how natural this is. Before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. And guess what?
What?
We have some new patrons to thank this week.
So many new patrons to thank this week.
And I can French up pretty much every name on this list.
Yay!
Except the first one. Maeve.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just Maeve.
She didn't give her last name. But she's a special one because she's a $5 one, so she also got a Twitter shout out. As did, gosh, who was the other one? I just did them this morning.
Is it the one with the asterisk?
No. She's not on Twitter, so she but she is a $5 patron, so Jen was the other one.
Jen Obel?
Yeah. So Maeve and Jen got Twitter shout outs. Andrea starred because I want to say an extra thank you when you read her name. Anyway, read the name.
Okay.
Some fun.
So we got Maeve. We got Diane Bulpit. I really can't French that one up. We got Brittany Roque, which just sounds French anyway.
Yeah.
We have Jen Hobert, Emily Miller. That's just straight up a regular old name.
Yeah.
Can't French that up. Andrea Chiron.
Don't make Emily feel bad about having a regular name. It's great. I wish I had a regular name.
Get a name that I can French up, Emily. Maura McDougal, which is more of a Maura McDougal as opposed to a Maura McDougal. And Catherine Bodie. Let's see. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 names. No dudes. Dudes.
It's our biggest week yet for patrons.
We're the bros.
The bros.
With your pee dribble and your weird pooping habits.
Yeah.
What the hell? But thanks to the ladies of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
I think one of the things is that I tweeted that I lost my mind on last week's bonus episode. And one of our existing patrons replied and was like, 100% here for your rant, which then in turn I retweeted. And so I think a lot of women saw it and were like, I want to hear Jolie losing her shit.
Oh, man, I'm feeling really outnumbered now.
So I think that's where it comes from. But, dudes, like, I feel like the bonus content is where it's at for you guys, especially because that's where Dave announced he wants to talk about porn.
Oh, we're doing porn this week.
I guess we're doing porn this week.
I've got a porn thought. It's not so much about porn, but it's more about, like, watching porn.
Okay.
Which is porn still. But
yeah.
It's not like about like critiquing
the
movies.
I have some questions about watching porn.
No, but it's a thing that bugs me that happens on the internet. It happened yesterday to somebody on the internet. And it's just a thing I want to explore.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. Dudes, you should sign up for Patreon and then be able to listen to Dave's thoughts on porn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this episode though, because we have so much to talk about.
I do this too.
I'm making you work for it. I'm making you work for your summer vacation is really the thing.
Okay, it's Ray.
Yeah.
Ray writes, hello, cleaning royalty. You can call me Dave. You don't have to address me by my formal title when you email in. That's fine.
He actually did. I just took it out.
Oh, okay.
He called you something else. I just took it out.
Hello, dickbag. Please don't you
dickbag.
Please don't use my name. You can use Ray, since that is a white name I give to people when giving reservations, pizza delivery people, etc., so I don't have to spell it out. See, I'm confused by that, because I feel like Ray is an all-encompassing name for all, like, even genders. Like, genders, races, ethnicities, everyone's named Ray.
Right, his name is not Ray, that's what
I know.
He's saying.
No, but he's saying he calls it, that is the white name I give to people. It's not like a white name. Like, a white name is Blaine.
I see what you mean. Oh.
Tucker.
Okay, yeah. He's one of my people. He has an Indian name, so that's what he just means.
Oh, I bet I know what it is then.
He just means Western.
I get it.
But
but it's better than just a white name. It's a name where it could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be anything. It's a good anonymous name. So I remember you talking about pilling in workout clothes a while ago, which is when little pills form on your stuff. Little cotton pills. I know that from. I don't pay attention. Don't tell me I don't.
I was just gonna say, oh my god, you are paying attention.
So I remember you talking about pilling in workout clothes a while ago, but can't seem to find that internet search. Can't seem to find that, and internet searches give me all kinds of zany answers. So my workout pants are starting to show some pilling. What is the best solution? I found these Con Air defuzzers, which are actually sponsored by Nick Cage and John Malkovich, where they fly in a plane and they come over to you and they pull the little pills off. Get it? Con Air, it's a movie.
Dave, I've seen Con Air.
Don't you love how like Jolie never sees any movies, and the one time she does, she's like, I've seen Con Air.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying like that's
come
a,
on.
That's like a really weird movie for me to have seen, given that I've seen no movies.
It's amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you seen?
That's the tone when I'm saying it that way.
Have you seen Avatar?
No.
Can't figure out your patterns. I'm going to figure it out. No,
I don't think there are patterns. I don't think there are.
There's always patterns. I learned that from crime movies. There's always a thing.
Okay. I keep working on it.
I found these Con Air defuzzers, but they cost $14, and I'm really cheap. Is there a better, cheaper solution? What do you do? There are also solutions about using a razor, but this kind of scares me. Is it safe? Will I rip my pants? I love my workout pants, though. I think like workout pants probably cost like $20.
Yeah.
You spend $14 on these Nick Cage, John Malkovich, John Cusack, depillers. But hey, do your thing, Ray.
I actually think workout pants cost more than $20. Maybe not your workout pants.
No, they're workout pants. Am I going to the gym to like pick up chicks? Got to like put on my $65 pants and my tuxedo shirt?
Oh my God, I saw the hottest guy at my gym the other day and I was like, no, you can't do it, Jolie. You can't do it. Because you can't, you know, jack up your gym sitch.
No. Yeah.
But man.
Gotta change out your time to go.
And he got on the treadmill next to me 2 days in a row and I was like, damn it!
But like when you're at the gym, if it's a hot guy at the gym, it doesn't matter if he's wearing like $60 pants or, you know, $8.
Yeah, it matters.
$8. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
He's just a hot guy with a good bod.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It matters. It still matters.
Superficial Jolie care.
What
kind of car did you drive to the gym, buddy?
Oh God, and I love a car. I love a car. Okay. Let's not get too far afield of the question here.
Yeah.
He asked what I do. What I do is not going to be good for him because it's more expensive than the thing he's too cheap to buy. But it's the thing I love, and I've got to talk about it because I love it so much. The thing that I love is the Gleaner, G-L-E-E-N-E-R, Gleaner. It's $20. You buy it at the Container Store. You can buy it on Amazon, etc. I love this thing. I'm so obsessed with it. It's so great. To me, it's worth buying the $20 depiller because even if your gym pants are $20 themselves, there are other things you own that you can depill. And if it's going to extend the life of, like, sweaters are expensive, if it's going to extend the life of sweaters, then it will pay for itself. So that's what I use and that is what I recommend. But I have other recommendations for people who don't want to spend as much. The old lint shaver that I used to use, it's battery operated. It's like a tiny little thing. It's called the Knitpix, K-N-I-T, Knitpix lint shaver. It's $3.99. Again, you can get that on Amazon. That's very good. They do, I've found, tend to burn out after a while, but they're very good, and that will definitely do the trick. The razor blade thing. I do want to address it. Razor blades are fine. The idea is basically you just take a razor blade and you like gently shave the pills off. This is an old-fashioned trick. People have been doing it for ages. It's very cheap and accessible. The two big problems with it are, is one, it's dangerous to you because you could cut yourself pretty badly. And two, it's really, really easy to nick a hole in whatever it is that you're depilling. So generally speaking, I'll explain to you how to do that technique, but I don't recommend it. So that's where we're gonna leave that. We have another question. I think I'm actually just gonna have you read Catherine's question. Or no, I'm gonna switch it up.
Okay.
This is like kind of exciting because this doesn't happen all that often. You guys, I have new gym gear washing instructions.
Mm.
There's been an evolution and I'm so excited. So you and I did gym gear, I think, Dave, our first episode together. We did it. Remember we did the pilot last summer? That horrible pilot.
Where we're getting weird direction from somebody that should never, ever be telling me what to say or sound like. Yeah, that was weird.
It was really weird and bad. But then when we finally like got ourselves settled into this lovely studio that we call home now, I think our first episode back was Gym Gear. But things have changed. So I'm going to run through the basics of how the best practices for washing your gym gear. Dave is going to look at Twitter. And then I will tell you what the new stuff is about it. So this first set is old stuff. So if you've heard the old episodes or you've read my columns for years, you can like just fast forward through this part because it's not going to be news to you. But I also want to say Zach, shout out to Zach, because he was saying that he hit my gym gear instructions like totally changed his life. So Zach is one of my Deadspin readers. He was my date for the Deadspin Awards last year. So I've met him IRL. I love him.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, he's adorable. He's just love him. So I want to say thank you so much for saying that. It did make my day. All right. So here are your general gym gear washing instructions. Number one, turn the gym clothes inside out before you wash them. Ladies and men who wear compression pants or specific gym underwear, this is especially important for those garments, ladies, for your yoga pants. The inside of your gear is what is getting the most soiled with your sweat and your bacteria and your dead skin and all that good stuff. So you want to turn it inside out to give it maximum exposure to water and laundry detergent. You want to wash with cold water. That's because that's best for the fibers. That's best for anything with stretch in it. That's best for sweat wicking, high-tech fibers, anything like that. Do not use too much detergent. Do not, do not, do not, do not. Everyone in the world is using too much detergent. It is my goal in life to make you stop doing that. Too much detergent is going to do the same thing that it's doing to your towels. It's going to leave soap residue behind that when it's mixed with water, either from your sweat or from wherever, and all of your good bacteria, is going to create a very happy home for mildew, and your gym clothes are going to take on a permanent stink from that buildup. So do not use too much detergent. Also, do not ever use fabric softener. You guys have heard me say this 1,000 times. Do not ever use fabric softener on your gym clothes. It leaves a coating behind on the fibers that will render the fibers more impenetrable to water and detergent, which means that bacteria cannot get washed away and all of those odors are going to get trapped in there. If you find that you have gym clothes that's retaining a permanent smell even after they've been washed, part of the problem is probably that you're using too much detergent. Part of the problem is that you've probably been using fabric softener. That goes for both the liquid stuff and the dryer sheet stuff. None of it, none, 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 none. Drying, low heat or air dry. You don't want to be putting your gym gear into a high or medium heat drying situation for two reasons. One, it's not good for the fibers. And two, it will amplify odors. So you do not want to be doing that. Okay. The odor eliminating stuff is where I have new instructions. I'm very, very excited about this. We have new odor eliminators to recommend. White vinegar is so last year.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
That was like hard for me to say, actually.
Are you sure that you want to just back away from white vinegar after all these years?
No, I not really. Except just
come
with,
on.
Just with your gym clothes. I want to.
That's how it starts.
I want to back off the white vinegar for your gym clothes for a reason that I've talked about before. It's not the ideal thing for your gym clothes because over time the acid in the vinegar will break down elastic. So I still recommend white vinegar for triage, which I'm going to talk about in a second. But if you find that you need an odor eliminator in the wash for, you know, basically every time, and I do, I mean, there's no shame in this. I walk out of the gym just dripping. So I always use an odor eliminator. I don't want you guys to be using that much vinegar that regularly on your stretchy gym gear. Here is what I want you to be using. I do really like still the Tide Odor Defense Pods. That's one of the things that I personally use myself. There is also, very, very excitingly, a new sweet home detergent pick. They just updated their laundry guide. Lee Creechburner and I have been like freaking out and fangirling out over laundry detergent for months over this thing. I was so excited about her updates. They tested this go-around for odor. So that was a new thing about this guide. Because of that, they have a new pick that's specific for people with odor eliminating needs, and that is the Tide plus Febreze Sport, which will make Dave very
Tide
happy.
Plus, the Tide plus what?
Febreze Sport.
Okay, now, wait, hang on 1 second. I want to make sure everything is okay here, because
I know,
in the last 2 minutes you have shunned the white vinegar and promoted Febreze. So I just want to say, here's my impression of Jolie Cat.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's still you. Just want to make sure it's still you. Go ahead, continue.
That was really mean that you just did that to me.
Yep, that sounds like that's right. I'm just making sure you weren't kidnapped or
really
body snatched.
Really hurting my feelings today.
Well, actually, you're starting to cry. Maybe this isn't really you. Why are you not yelling at me?
I'm a crier. You've seen me cry. Okay, so here's the thing. The Febreze thing is a branding thing. Febreze is also owned by Procter & Gamble. But anyway, that's the pick from the Sweet Home. That was very exciting. I have one other product that I have been using. I got a sample. I've really, really loved it. It's called Lysol Laundry Sanitizer. In the next answer, I'm going to talk much more about that product, but I have been really, really happy with it. So there are your new products for odor elimination, along with the sort of, you know, same old general care tips. I do want to say, though, in defense of the white vinegar, it is still very good for triage. So meaning as a thing that you're not using all the time, but only when, you know, once or twice a year, you notice that there's like a funk building up on your clothes. The instructions for that are exactly the same as the ones with the towels. Wash using, you know, a half a dose of detergent, because you want to let all of the detergent residue rinse out, and use one cup of vinegar. So that's triage. But don't do that all the time, because it's not super ideal for your gym clothes, which can be very expensive. I mean, obviously, Dave, you're not wearing expensive gym clothes. I am. And I know a lot of other people are.
Hmm.
So,
way to shame my gym clothes. Thanks.
Well, I'm not shaming them, but you said you wear $20 pants.
I actually have no idea how. I bought these pants so long ago. Who knows how much they were.
Wearing old pants.
They fit. There's no rips, and they smell fine.
Okay. That's fine.
I feel so embarrassed now.
No, you don't.
Maybe
you don't have feelings. How can you feel embarrassed if you're incapable of feeling a feeling?
Damn, I got caught in a lie.
Yeah.
Busted.
See, I'm also paying attention over here. All right, let's read Catherine's question so I can talk about this Lysol stuff.
Let's see.
And also about another, remember the other day I was telling you about the Jolie Care coincidence thing?
Of course.
With the hockey jerseys?
Yes.
Where I get, Dave just shook his head no at me. Where I get two very, very similar questions in like a 1 week span.
Oh, and
that
like,
are super unusual.
And you never hear about them before or after. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. So
Now I do.
Catherine, I had this happen with Catherine's question too. And when you read it, you're going to be like, whoa.
Okay. Hi, Jolie.
Hi, Catherine.
I have a cleaning question for you. Over the last few years, I've had seasonal fungus flare-ups. Oh, by the way, I just thought of what we're really going to do on the bonus episode after this. I'll tell you in the break.
Okay,
we can still do porn, but it might be something better.
I'm going to take notes.
Over the last few years, I've had seasonal fungus flare-ups due to heat and humidity from yeasts on my skin. It's not contagious and doesn't itch, just creates red blotches. My doctor tells me to use Nizoral, totally guessing on that, or other anti-dandruff shampoos on it, which works. Anyway, my problem is that I think the yeasts are in my sports bras, since it tends to flare up in a bra-shaped formation in warmer weather after I wear specific bras to work out. I get rid of it, then it comes back when I wear my bras. How do I kill the yeasts dead without hurting the bras? Most advice on killing yeast in clothes suggests very hot water and hot dryers. Is that okay for my sports bras?
No, it's not.
All right, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk... usually that's what I do, is I just go no, next question. You just no. I thought that was the end of the advice. I thought we were going to break.
No, and also you don't get to read the break outros. You can only have the patron section. You can't have all of my good stuff. It's my show still.
This is a good time to take a break.
Stop.
When we come back.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't want you washing your sports bras in hot water, and I don't want you drying them on high heat, because it's going to destroy your sports bras. Like, and the thing is that I'm definitely guilty of this. Like, I'm definitely wearing sports bras that I should not be wearing anymore, just because it's like just the worst to have to go buy new sports bras. And I want to put it off for as long as I can. But they're like, they're structured. Bras in general are like highly engineered garments. Sports bras, especially if they're good ones. So I actually wrote back to Catherine because I wanted to use this. This question came in right as I was writing the script. So I was like, oh, I'm going to use this, but I don't want to make you wait. So like, here's the answer. So I suggested two things to her. I was like, if you, because of your skin thing, need to be replacing sports bras often, because of your skin thing, if you need to be truly washing them on a high heat and high dry, buy cheap ones and replace them often. Otherwise, if you buy good ones because you prefer it or because you're a hard to fit size and you kind of don't really have much of a choice of it, go ahead and do the best practices: cold water, air dryer, low heat. But start using this Lysol laundry sanitizer stuff. So here's what this stuff is: it's not bleach. They claim to kill that it kills 99% of bacteria in laundry. To be able to make that kind of claim is fairly significant because that's FDA regulated. And I know that from my ins at various other laundry product manufacturing companies. So the fact that they can put that claim on the bottle is actually fairly significant. I've been using it. I really like it. I've been using it on my gym gear and I've been using it on my towels, which I quite like. I had like a freak out at the laundromat where a guy who was like, had a lot of like open wounds and was scratching at himself was washing at the machine next to mine. And I was like, oh my God, so many dirty people are using these machines. I'm freaking out. So now I've been using the Lysol laundry sanitizer on like everything. So I would go ahead and say, Catherine, do that. That Lysol laundry sanitizer is also one of the products that I want to suggest in terms of the odor eliminating products that we can add to my recommendations for gym gear. So this is now a good time to take a break because I'm the one on this show who decides when we take breaks, Dave. And Dave and I will be right back in a second with more about your gym gear. This is Ask a King Person, the podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person. You give me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. I'll be hosting this thing on CBS at 1 in the afternoon before the summer's over.
All right, Dave and I have been talking about gym gear. We have another question, and then I think you and I both have some gym rants in us, and then I have some poll results about people wearing gym underwear because I put up a poll on Deadspin, and then I pulled out another one of our comments from Deadspin about underwear replacement that I thought was good, and we could just end the show with.
All right.
Boy, that's a loud chewing. Dave got his jelly beans, you guys.
I got them all in my mouth at once.
Right as you had to read the question, too.
Oh, we're doing it right now? Okay.
Yes. Dave.
You should be vamping for me and talking about
it. I don't want to vamp. No. I'm not performing any more emotional labor for you than I already have to.
Emotional labor. Did you hear that? Emotional labor.
You've never heard that term?
Vamping is emotional labor.
You've never heard that term? No, you know what that means, right?
Go ahead, tell me.
It's like how in the office, the women of the office always have to be the ones planning the birthday parties or bringing the cupcakes in or sending the get well soon card around for everyone to sign.
Nobody makes anybody do that. Actually, that's not true. Whatever.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah. I'm fighting it with everything I've got, which is quite a lot, but like, legit, no joke, the patriarchy has got me real, real down right now.
Hey, what can I say?
So, it's that's like, I don't really want to get started on all that because it's, I really am like legit bummed right now.
Sounds like you're ready for some Patriot Anarchy.
I Let's read this question.
That'd be a great Netflix show. Her name is Anne and she fights the patriarchy.
Actually,
and she
that
calls
is
it
really
the Patriot Anarchy. And it stars Anne Archer. She's an actress in movies, in case you don't know who she is. Drew writes, question, colon, I work out at the gym or run along the river and I sweat a lot. What do you suggest I do with my sweaty and wet gym clothes? I only do the laundry once a week, so washing them right after a workout is not an option. I mean, it is an option. Just because you only do it once a week doesn't mean it's not an option. I usually hang them on a towel rack to dry out, but the smell can be pretty bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's stopping you from doing that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I only wash my gym clothes once a week because I launder at a laundromat and I live in a 6-floor walk-up. Like,
No, I know. I understand it's hard to do, but it's not that it's like impossible.
It's not impossible. It's not impossible.
Yeah.
But
he's not like in the front line of a war zone where he can't possibly do anything with his clothing. He's in New York.
This is true. Well, we don't know he's in New York.
Oh, I was based in it. He sounds New York-y.
Oh, I don't know.
Running along a river.
Okay, so
New York only has rivers, right? It's the only place in the world with rivers is New York.
Bubble. You have rivers over there in the hinterlands where you live.
It touches it's the same river, though. It's the same, it's the Hudson and...
But you don't live in New York.
Yeah.
You hate New York. Jersey to the core.
I don't hate New York. I just hate the subways, which is what I would take to get around New York.
This is true.
Fuck the subways.
Yeah. The subways are pretty well fucked.
They're proper fucked, as they said in the movie Snatch. Snatch stars Brad Pitt.
Definitely have not seen Snatch. Definitely not, because I don't like Brad Pitt. You know that. We've talked about that before.
Wow.
Wow. Does not do it for me in the least. Too jowly, and I don't like blondes.
Too jowly?
Yeah, too jowly. We talked about this.
What is jowly? Jowly sounds like code for fat.
No.
What does jowly mean?
I just don't like his jawline. He's too jowly for me.
Yeah, that chiseled, beautiful.
It's not. It doesn't do it for me. All right.
Face and body. Who wants that?
Uh-huh. Just sorry.
He said something mean about
Boston.
Can
I answer this question?
Sorry.
Can I answer this question?
I didn't mean to be.
Okay. I have spent.
Jowly.
I have spent no small amount of time thinking about this problem. and I don't have a perfect solution, which is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But one day I'm going to find the perfect solution and I'm going to solve all of our problems. I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But here are some things I can suggest. Take the clothes into the shower with you. Just rinse them off when you're going to be in there anyway after your workout. Rinse them off and then hang them to dry. Squeeze them out really, really well so they're not super dripping and then hang them to dry. There's one suggestion. Another suggestion. Dr. Bronner's is really, really good at odor elimination. I've discovered it because it was the thing that took the gasoline smell out of the pants when I got the 2 questions in 1 week about people spilling gasoline on their pants. I revisited it when our mutual friend, Dave, you could pay attention to this part because it has a little something to do with you.
Hmm?
When our mutual friend, Katie Baker,
Baker, what does she do for a living?
She asked me, she had bought some baby clothes for Grammy, and they arrived and they smelled very strongly of perfume. She's in like a baby clothes swap group.
So
it was like a swap thing.
Oh, I thought Grandma had been like hooking up with some chicks in daycare or something. You know,
if any of the toddlers in my universe are, it's probably Graham. So anyway, so she texted me and she was like, I don't know what to do. I've washed them twice with our regular detergent and it's not coming out. And I was like, oh, you just need to wash them in Dr. Bronner's. For some reason, Dr. Bronner's is the thing for odors. And so she did, and it took the odors right out. So when you have your smelly gym clothes, if you take them into the shower with you, maybe give them a little squirt of Dr. Bronner's in there. Or when you take them off before you get into the shower, fill your sink up with water. Dave's not paying attention to make fun of me for what he should be making fun of me whenever I talk about filling my sink up with water.
No, but like for the third week in a row, there's like a party upstairs.
There is like a party upstairs.
I'm always terrified of like what's going to come through the ceiling.
They're going to come through.
Yeah.
It would be exciting if they did.
That's a podcast.
So you can dump the clothes like into your sink with cold water and a little squirt of Dr. Bronner's and just let them sit in there while you're taking your shower, then rinse them quickly and hang them to dry. You know, like, I'm, you know, it's not ideal. I want to recognize that it's not ideal. But if, like, your whole apartment reeks because of your gym clothes because you can't wash them every single day because it's not realistic for your life, then, well, here are some solutions.
You got to just put them in the sink. Wash them a little bit.
Right, that's what I said. Yeah, I was
looking up at the ceiling.
I literally said, put them in the sink.
My two biggest fears.
I was waiting for you to make fun of me for overflowing my sink, not once, but twice.
It's like 3 weeks in a row I've done that. You know, got to do the new thing. But, like, my two biggest fears are, like, whenever I hear pounding on a ceiling, I'm always afraid, like, the ceiling's going to collapse. Or if I'm, like, in a bus going through the Lincoln Tunnel, like, I'm always, like, nervous, like, that's going to be the day the Lincoln Tunnel
gives out.
Really,
that's your thing.
I think about that.
Are you also afraid of being buried alive?
Oh, yeah.
Buried alive is, like, one of my, like, number ones.
But that's like being afraid of dying.
But that's,
like,
normal. I know, I realize that's normal, but most people don't really think about it. Like, I think about it.
No,
actually, like, quite a lot.
I mean, like, if I worked in, like, a place where I was buried alive during the course of my day, maybe I'd be like, boy, this would suck if I couldn't get out of here. But, like, if I'm in the Lincoln Tunnel and the bus is, like, stationary, I'm like, all right, like, what would the water pressure be like if it came down? Like, would I have any chance of, like, how deep is the river? Could I paddle to the top? Like, would the pressure just kill me instantly? Like, would I drown slowly? Like, how would I do this? Like, would the bus be able to, like, be water tight if all the windows are, like, I think about that all the time.
This is fascinating insight into you. I think that's, like, the most personal thing you've ever shared with me. I'm scared of bridges.
Like,
bridges freak me out for sure.
Once a week when I was a kid, I used to have a dream where I'd be in a car and, like, be going over the bridge, and then for whatever reason, the middle of the bridge wasn't there, and it's just...
I have the same dream.
Yeah. I don't have it anymore, but, like, now it's tunnels.
For me, though, it wasn't a bridge. It was the highway would just drop off, and it was always my mother driving the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maureen is obsessed with dreams, so when she's here with us next week, we should tell her our dreams, and she can interpret them.
But, like, the bridge was a dream thing. Never when I was awake. When I was awake, I never was like, oh, no, the bridge. But, like, and I'm not like, oh, no, the tunnel's going to collapse. Like, it's just more like, man,
you think about it. It, like, nags at you.
But the Lincoln Tunnel is so old. Like, how does that thing still work? Like, I never hear, like, stories of, like, reports of reinforcing the Lincoln Tunnel. Like that's a lot of water pressure on that tunnel for, like, 8 decades.
Wasn't it reinforced after Sandy? I think it just was. Anyway,
it?
this is not an infrastructure podcast, believe it or not.
Hi, welcome to NPR's Bridges and Tunnels. I'm Dave.
All right. Back to the wet gym clothes. Because, Dave, we have to rant about the gym. We have not ranted about the gym yet.
I only have one gym thing.
I have things.
It's less of a rant, more of a incident.
Okay.
Minor incident.
Okay. So this is, like, an incredibly facile thing, but I think it's actually worth saying because you may not have thought to observe this.
Mm-hmm.
Take note if there are certain gym clothes that smell worse than others. It's probably a fabric issue. And it may just be that you say, like, as soon as this sort of wears out, I'm going to get rid of this and invest in the fabrics that aren't creating the smell so much. A last thing, this is just a little tip from me to you. It doesn't really have anything to do with cleaning. I'm at the gym, as I think people now know, like, 7 days a week. I have a trainer who I love. I am also friendly with a lot of the other trainers at my gym because I'm friends with everybody in the universe, apparently. But I always am talking to the trainers, and they all have, you know, these, like, cute little outfits because it's their job to have cute little outfits. These are their work clothes. And they, every single one of them tells me that they get their stuff at TJ Maxx and Marshall's. So if you have gym clothes that are retaining a smell or that you know are just sort of, like, prone to stinkiness and money is an issue but you want to replace them, try TJ Maxx and Marshalls because they really do have great stuff, and I get a lot of good stuff there too. Speaking of my trainer, I have a comment to share that made me very happy last week on Friday. So after Dave and I recorded last week's episode, or the last episode, 75, about the underwear, and I blew Dave's mind with the concept of gym underwear.
Yeah.
I saw my trainer the next day, and I was like, Justin, do you have gym underwear? And he was like, God, yeah, of course I do.
Really?
And he goes through this whole,
really?
He had a whole taxonomy. Like, I had a taxonomy. He was like, I have, like, really nice, like, you know, like, Armani Exchange and CK underwear for, like, going out. And I have, you know, gym underwear and compression shorts that I use for working out. And I have, like, and he had a whole thing. So I was very excited. And then he said to me, because I was like, we're going to you know, we're doing the next episode about gym gear. And he was like, Jolie, he was like, I used to throw away so much gym gear until I met you. And he was like, you taught me so much stuff and you have saved me so much money, because now I'm, he was like, I'm throwing out probably half of what I used to throw out. So,
but he has the underwear hierarchy.
He has an underwear hierarchy.
Hmm.
It turns out that a lot of people do.
It's amazing. I feel like Kramer on the episode of Seinfeld where he was showering and he thought he was a normal shower person, but he was in there for an hour and then he doesn't know how to shower. Now I'm all insecure about my underwear. I don't know.
I think I kind of know.
Like clean and not clean. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm worried about.
But I actually know why it's a little different for you than from other guys.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, well, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Actually, let's have you read the underpants comment of the week. Also, yes, I have to acknowledge, yes, I say underpants a lot, and it's because it's a hilarious word. It's not because I'm five. It's because it's a five-year-old word, and it's really funny to me. Mm. So that's why I use it.
Arturo. Underpants, colon. A lot of colons in the letters this week.
Well.
Underpants, colon. If there are holes / stains, they're gone. Oldest pairs are probably 7 to 8 years old, feeling mighty worn and rarely worn unless it's getting close to laundry day. I should toss them, but having 3 to 4 weeks of underwear handy means doing laundry less often. I'm a fan of that. I'm a guy. Really, Arturo? I'm a guy, in case that wasn't obvious, and single, probably also obvious. Shut up, I hate you. But never had a lady friend tell me I should change up me skivvies. Also, I prefer boxers, but wear boxer briefs to the gym to keep everything tucked away. I fucking hate wearing boxer briefs. It's like sending my junk to ball jail. First of all, boxer briefs are the only way to go. Like, what? Boxer shorts? Like, what are you? I mean, everything's all flipping and flopping in there when you got boxer shorts on at the gym.
I've,
always wear them to the gym, but yeah.
I picked this specifically because of that line, because I knew you were going to be like, well, no, that's the way to go.
Like, it's just.
Which leads me into the thing. So I think the reason that you don't have dedicated gym underwear is
because
your everyday style works fine for the gym.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
Men who wear boxers, like straight boxers.
I used to wear boxers, but like.
I dated someone who used to wear boxers under basketball shorts to the gym. And yeah. I was just like, how are. What?
The thing is like.
So here's the thing. I had a lot of conversations on Deadspin about this week. And it was great. And I love it. I'm just really, really happy talking about this. I said to someone was talking about their gym underwear, and they described them as being, oh God, what was the term that they used? Lightweight supportive. And I responded and I was like.
Boxer briefs, you mean?
No, whatever his gym underwear were. I can't remember what the style was, but it was the description of gym underwear as being lightweight supportive.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I got to preface this by saying I don't have a dick. So I don't.
Put that out there.
I don't know how any of this works.
Yeah, like, dicks are crazy at the gym.
They're
so,
crazy. Yeah. They're crazy everywhere. I don't know how you people are walking around with this thing in your pants all the time. It's crazy. Nuts. I think about it all the time. All the time. All the time. I also obviously am completely dick obsessed. So I was like, listen, I was like, I'm legitimately asking you this. Like, I'm not being snarky at all. I was like, don't you want more than lightweight support? And then this whole crazy, interesting conversation ensued where all these guys were explaining to me, first of all,
By the way, you're so brave for asking a bunch of dudes about their dicks.
Oh, no, but they're so nice and respectful.
You never know what you're going to get, though, because, like, some guy might just, like, snap a photo, like, here's how it looks in there.
Dave.
When I put it in here, it's like this. Arturo.
No, one has ever sent me a dick pic.
Really?
I know I shouldn't say this because I'm really... truly asking for it. Yeah. Don't do this, but like
you're baiting people, so to speak.
It like a little bit hurts my feelings. I feel like what's wrong with me that like no.
Do you have open DMs?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, so anyone on Twitter following you or you follow them or not can DM you.
I don't know.
Someone on Twitter I learned today, you know, Erin Gloria Ryan, who's a Daily Beast.
Yeah.
Like she has psychotic people who hate her because she writes about politics.
Yeah.
And I only realized today because she screenshotted some crazy person who DMs her. Like it was like Kevin725643. I'm like, wait a second. You just let anyone DM you? And, you know, she's like a relatively famous person who has political opinions.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like her DMs must be full, but it's all just dicks and hate.
Maybe.
So like, I just thought that was like a common thing for anybody on the internet. Like, not one dick.
I just don't frequently get DMs at all. Here's the thing, like if it was a problem and I needed to change settings to address a problem, I would, but like it's just not a problem I have.
My buddy Pete Blackburn gets dick pics and he's just the dude on Twitter. Like people just send their dicks. I figured that's just like a
I've never ever had it happen. Like
So folks, if you're listening and you can't take a hint.
No.
At Jolie Care
on Twitter.
I'm just saying, it sounds like you're being a little passive aggressive about it, and I just want to be direct with people.
I just want to say, like, but maybe that's part of why I'm brave about it. That like I haven't had anything really bad happen. I got on my the semen in the shower drain post. I did get one like really offensive comment that I just deleted because I have that power. That's the other thing. Like,
that was a DM.
No, just a Gray's comment on Deadspin.
Oh, okay.
That was like, it was like. You know, because the thing is, sometimes when they use your name, it becomes like even more aggressive because it becomes really personal. It was like, Jolie, like cum doesn't clog your ass up. Why would it clog? This one actually is kind of funny.
I mean, to be fair, he's using logic to prove that.
But it was
the way
it was written though was clearly like it was bad news. It wasn't it wasn't funny. It was actually meant to be nasty. Right. So I just deleted it because I have that power. You know, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, yeah, you guys can say shit, but I can censor you because, you know, that's thank God for Kinja. I never thought I would say that, but there I am. All right. Well, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, I was talking about the light support underwear. So here's basically the gist of what all the different guys who responded to me said. First of all, they said something that was so great. I love them so much for this, which was a thing that I say all the time about women, which is they were like, listen, all dudes are different and we all like different things. And some of us want like a ton of support. Some of us don't. Some of us need more support than others. Like, and they all said it to me in such like a respectful and thoughtful way. None of them were like, why would you just assume that everybody wants it? Like, there was none of that. It was such a nice, great conversation. And then a lot of them about their dicks.
Dicks are like fantasy football teams. The second somebody asks you about it, it's like an opening to talk about it. You're just super excited about it. Yes, I actually have three really good running backs. Want to know who they are?
And then they were like describing like dick behavior to me that I didn't know about. That I was like, this is so fascinating. I love this.
Oh, what is it? Because that's the reason why I think I need to go with like a little tighter thing. Because like if you're running or like on a bike, you know, there's a lot of rubbing and between the
legs. Yeah, we talked about chafing.
Yeah, a little chafing.
So when we do, Dave, just remind me of that. No, okay. You'll forget. I'll remind myself of this. When we do the next gym the next gym gear episode later this summer, I want to talk about the chafing stuff. Because someone asked me about that in the comments, and I was like, oh, you need chafing bomb, but that's a whole separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what one guy said was, he's like, I don't know if this like happens for everybody, but at least for me, he was like, when I'm working out, like it all kind of like retracts up. So I don't need all that. There's not that much like jangling around when I'm running or working out. It sort of all like naturally compresses itself up. And I was like, this is fascinating.
Really?
What is going on in your pants, you guys? Yeah, like,
dicks are wild.
When I also said that I would give anything to be a dude just for a day. Like, I can't even, I would be wild. If I had a dick for a day, I would go crazy. Like, I can't even think of the first thing I would do.
Just like rubbing it on things around the house to see what it feels like. Yeah.
I just can't even imagine. It would be so cool. So there was that one guy. And then what a lot of guys said was that when they say lightweight support, what they mean is not light support. They mean they want a lightweight fabric that offers support. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes total sense to me. I get that. A lot of guys said they wear compression shorts. So that was like another level of what people wanted, and in part for support and in part to prevent chafing. So that was kind of where all that ended up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Speaking of the compression shorts, I have poll results about my gym underwear poll.
Poll results.
I do.
I get it.
I didn't even get it. Okay, so I did a straight yes or no poll, asking, do you have gym underwear? It was almost entirely even. Yes, 46%. No, 51%. And the two, I left a write-in because I had to. That was 2%. Most of the write-ins were, there was a lot of, I don't go to the gym, which thanks for writing that in. That was helpful to the conversation. Like, I'm really glad you took the time to write that
actually,
in.
Actually, I don't do that.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I don't go to the gym. And I was like, I wish I knew who all of you were. And so I could just be like, well, you should. I wouldn't do that. That's mean. But the other most popular write-in thing was compression shorts. That was very, very popular. There were some people in the comments who were talking about that they buy the shorts that have like the built-in net thing, and that's what they use.
What? Oh yeah.
And there were,
it's like wearing a bathing suit, and that's not, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I didn't think that seemed like enough, but there were a lot of people who were really, really keen on that.
Yeah, that is a thing.
And then the other thing that was really, really big in the write-in answers was I go commando.
That's just people being funny, I think, partly. Some of it's real, I think, but some people just like to say, I'm going commando.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was real. And like a lady also like tweeted at me that she goes commando. Because she said, she was like, I was happy to see how many people are going commando because that's what I do. And I was like, oh, okay. For women, it makes much more sense than for men.
Yeah, dudes going commando, like that's...
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense
makes
to
no
me.
Sense.
But a lot of them do. And so anyway, so that's the poll results. We've gone pretty long, but I want to hear about your incident at the gym, and I want to tell you about mine.
Oh, we're doing that on this one. Oh, okay. It was real quick.
Yeah, and actually mine is pretty quick, too.
Okay.
So let's do them, and then we'll wrap the episode up, and we'll go and do talk about porn and hockey,
yeah.
I guess, in the bonus episode.
The hockey thing, I sprung on you kind of quick. I don't know if you have a quick answer for that.
Yeah.
It might be more complicated, but...
Yeah, no, I have an answer for it.
I should have emailed you today. Porn. The gym thing was... Not, to me, there's nothing worse at the gym than people that go to the gym and work out together because they're slower than everybody else. Like they hang around.
Oh my God, no, that's my favorite thing in the world. It's all I want in life.
No, because like you're standing around, you're talking, it's two people on one machine the whole time, so you're waiting twice as long to get on it. Like it's too much. In this case, I was waiting. For some reason at my gym, there's only like so many 30-pound dumbbells. There's four of them total, right? And one guy was
that's
using them.
Tough.
And there was another guy using him, but he was using him with his buddy. And his buddy wasn't using the 30s. He was using like 25s or 40s, whatever it was, okay. He was using them. But the guy who was using the 30s, his buddy, just had the 30s sitting on the floor. So while
the table.
While the other guy was doing his thing, I just walked over and I pointed at the 30s. I'm like, I just use these real quick. And the guy who wasn't using them at the time and was standing around looking at his fucking phone gave me like one of these like, because like I asked but picked them up at the same
right,
time because
yeah.
I was taking them. Because you're on your phone, you're not using them. And so like I did my quick little set and then gave him back to him, and he was just kind of like all huffy about it. Like, look, it's a public gym. There's only so many 30-pound weights to go around.
Yeah.
If you're not using them while your buddy's using... Like, I'm not going over and, like, interrupting the guy who's using the 30s
right,
and taking them out of his
hands. You're
not
like, hey, can I work in on your 30-pound weights? Like,
right.
They're just sitting on the floor, and you asked.
Sitting
you did
on the floor.
You did everything right.
Like, what's he going to say? No. He says, no, I'm still taking them. So check your scores, check your tweets, check your email. But, like, you're going to get these back in, like, 45 seconds. Like, it's not a long time. But, like, yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, people that go to the gym together, it's just... You know, they're talking loud while you're trying to hear, listen to your music.
Yeah.
It's, there's no...
Oh, my God. The smelly grunter got on the treadmill, not directly next to me, but one over 2 days ago. And I know he couldn't hear me over his music, but I hissed at him at one point. He was being so loud. I hissed at him. Shut up. If I can hear you over Pitbull, you're too loud. Like, I did say it out loud.
Yeah, nice.
I was pissed at that guy. I'm pissed at that guy generally for existing. And actually, that leads me right into my weird story that happened. So last week, my gym was filming a commercial at the gym. And there's like a little... My gym is small. Mm-hmm. And there's like... They have a little auxiliary gym down the block where they have their studios. And they have some cardio equipment in the little studio area. So I walk in and like there's a film crew and everything is all, you know, all the machines are all moved around and blah, blah, blah. And Mason, the owner, was like, hey, Jules, we're sending everyone for car. Are you? He was like, are you going to do your cardio today? And I was like, yeah, it's just a cardio day. And he was like, okay, we're sending everyone to the studio. Like, no problem. So I go down to the studio and the first thing that happens is I walk in, I go to get on the treadmill all the way on the far side by the wall because I want to be like as far away from people as possible. And as I'm walking, I notice that on the second one in, the smelly loud dude is there. And I'm like, nope, nope, with his black socks and the whole look, you know. And I'm like, nope, nope. So I go and I get on another machine that's next to a girl, young girl, darling figure, beautiful girl.
She's single or has she seen anybody?
You're not going to be interested when I tell you this.
Oh, no. Tell me she farted.
No.
Because that just makes it better.
She's, no, yeah, that would be perfect for you. No, she stuck her finger fully up her nose and was just like going at it on the treadmill. And I was like, do you know that you're in public? Like, I can see. I mean, Dave, fully stuck up her nose. And I'm next to her and I'm like, girl, you better wipe that on your pants or eat it. Because if you wipe that on the machine, I'm coming over there and smacking your mouth.
Maybe
like,
she was just itchy and she couldn't reach the itch.
No. It wasn't a scratch. It wasn't a scratch. If it was a scratch of the itch, I would have given her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, it was a full stuck a finger fully up her nose.
I was wondering where you were going when you said she stuck her finger fully up her. I was like, oh, nose. Yeah. That's not as good.
But wait, it gets worse. There's like that wasn't the end of it. This all happened on the same day. I'm about 15 minutes in to 60 minutes, and the film crew had like set up a desk down in the little studio, and they came in with French fries and gyros and proceeded to eat French fries and gyros as slowly as possible. They were still eating these things when I finished 45 minutes later. It's a small studio. It's in the basement. There are no windows. The ceiling is low. It reeked. I did something so bitchy. And like the maintenance guy is still laughing. He thinks I'm great. He's like laughing with me about it. The maintenance guy comes down and I know him. I always, you know, I say hi to everybody at the gym. And this is also why you should be friendly to people, because they'll help you when you need them.
That's a myth.
So he comes down with towels and I see him and I was like, hey, I was like, Brian. And he was like, what's up? He comes over to my treadmill. And I'm like, hey, listen, man. I'm like, do you have any Lysol or like any spray? I was like, because these people are eating gyros and it just reeks and it's totally gross. And he was like, yeah, no problem, Julie. I got you. He goes and he gets a can of like air freshener and he proceeded to spray it like on their lunch.
Nice.
He walked all around that little studio just spraying away like he was hovering over them. And I was like, you are the best. So I actually, this week has been bonkers. Monday seems like it was a lifetime ago. But I meant to bring him cupcakes this week. So I got to do that tomorrow to say thank you because it was super nice of him. Anyway, on that happy note, why you should actually be nice to people.
Sorry. Just dropped my phone.
That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell the pals about this weird little cleaning show you love so much. And of course, thanks to you for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.